From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Monday, officers with the Eureka Police Department responded to the 800 block of K Street for the report of a man nodding off inside of a parked vehicle. Officers located that vehicle and made contact with 38-year-old Benjamin Pearsall of Eureka. A check for warrants revealed that Pearsall had two of them. Detectives with the problem-oriented policing unit responded to the scene and assisted with that investigation. Pearsall was found to be in possession of nearly a half pound of methamphetamine, a quarter pound of heroin, marijuana, and a loaded handgun. Pearsall was arrested and booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility on outstanding warrants and for fresh charges, including possession of a controlled substance while armed, possession of a controlled substance for sales, transport of controlled substances, possession and transport of narcotics for sales, and a felon in possession of a firearm. He also had more than 28.5 grams of marijuana. Murder counts now facing a Eureka man accused of fatally stabbing another Eureka resident. A judge ruled this week that 48-year-old Albert Kress will be held to answer to those charges. He stands accused of stabbing Raymond Prudhomme at the victim's Old Town Eureka apartment back in February. There's a special allegation added revolving around the use of a knife in the crime. Kress pleaded not guilty to the charge and to the special allegation. Police found the victim in his residence lying on his right side beneath an open window with his head and face covered with a blue pillowcase. The Redwood Times reports Kress appeared in court wearing jail-issued clothing. He remains in custody, bail set at $1,050,000. There is a June 27th hearing in Arcata that could result in more affordable housing headed there. City staff is asking council to consider a $1.8 million loan for the Isaacson's Affordable Housing Project. It would add 44 housing units in a mixed-use, multi-story building. Also, the project encompasses about $2.3 million in off-site alternative transportation throughout the city. City staff saying the project would give both affordable housing and substantial improvements and additions to the alternative transportation infrastructure in Arcata. Well, Reggae on the River's been canceled, organizers citing the high cost of putting on such an event in a remote location as the reason why. But they do plan tentatively to hold it again next year. People who've purchased tickets will be refunded within about 10 business days. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.